guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, so many times I've talked about not giving up your dreams, not giving up your happiness, not giving up your end goal to get in a serious relationship or to change for somebody just to try to make them happy and be happy with you. It's one of the mistakes I think that I made and a lot of people make is over time you want to make the person that you're dating happy, and so you start slowly losing who you are and how what makes you unique and what makes you happy. Because she may say, you know what, driving motorcycle is dangerous, I don't think you should do it, you know, if we have kids and you kill yourself or something horrible happens, the kids won't have a father. So there goes the motorcycle riding hobby. And then next thing you know, it's, you know, blah, 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 your video games, the computer, TV too loud, let's move that down in the den. And before you know it, you have the man cave. And before you know it, you've changed your life completely around and you're no longer happy. This happens in a lot of relationships. And now both men and women can be kind of pushed to make these changes. So I'm not just saying that it's men that always have to make the changes in this, but more often than not, men, when they marry a woman or date a woman long term, they want her to stay exactly who she is. Because usually the beginning's fun. Usually the introduction to the relationship is fun. They're going and having lots of activities. Everything you do is wonderful. The bedroom activity is awesome. And then over time, that all starts to go away. Well, the guy wants that beginning fun to stay. Women usually, when they date, they say, you know, I like all these things about this guy, but I'd wish he'd do this and stop this and change this about him. And if he does, he'd be the perfect guy for me. So women instantly want to change you. Men instantly want to keep women the same. So how does that relate to our story today? Well, it relates because when you do change and you give up, you know, kind of things that are the way you like them and you give up your life for somebody else, what happens when they go away? Well, your life has been tossed and completely wrecked. So let's read our main story here, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. It's Prince Harry tells friends he misses the army and cannot believe how his life has been turned upside down after Megxit moved to Los Angeles. So as you know, he basically gave up being a royal and moved to Los Angeles because that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to get back into Hollywood. Harry was stripped of his military roles when he and Meghan quit the royal family. He now has reportedly told friends he cannot believe how his life has ended up. He quit the army in 2015 after two tours of Afghanistan during a 10-year career. He had to give up roles, including Captain General of the Royal Marines, Honorary Air Commandant of the RAF Honington. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. So he gave up everything he had, his career, his friends, his mates, his family, his title. For what? For one woman. And they move off to Los Angeles. This is something that often happens. I'm not sure if it's a kind of a wing of narcissism or if it's, but it's a way to trap somebody to where you're the only thing that they can rely upon. It's isolation. And all of a sudden he has nothing to reach out to and all he has is her. And as such, he's become kind of a prisoner in his own life. When this happens to somebody, it's a big, big warning sign. You've got to get out. They say Prince Harry feels he would have been better protected from the turmoil he has faced in recent months if he was still in the army, sources have claimed. The Duke of Sussex reportedly told friends he cannot believe how his life has been turned upside down. He is said to miss the camaraderie of life in the forces. Harry was stripped of his military appointments when he and Meghan stepped back in as senior royals on March 31st. He had to give up roles, including Captain General. I already read that. Harry, affectionately known as Captain Wales in the force, retains the rank of major and insisted he would continue his unwavering support for the military. A couple are now living in Los Angeles with their son, Archie, who will turn one on Wednesday. And there's him in his garb before he quit. Yes, look, I mean, now look at the difference between he's getting a little soft in the face, and it happens with age, don't get me wrong. But he's getting a little soft in the face. He's starting to, you know, but he looks kind of tough here, right? He looks a little like a bad dude right here, right? This is back in 2015. It says, Harry told friends he's really missing the Army as well as military appointments. He missed the camaraderie. He's been telling friends he still can't believe this happened. He can't believe his life has been turned upside down. He was in a happy place when he was serving in the Army, and then he met Megan, and since then, his life has been great, he says. But I don't think he foresaw how things turned out quite as they did. The source said Harry, 35, does not blame Megan for wanting to return to her home, adding there's just a sense he might have been better protected if he was still in the Army. What's he mean by better protected? Right, we'll talk about that. Kensington Police announced in 2015 Harry was quit the Army. Prince said in a statement at the time he was looking forward to a new chapter, adding he was at a crossroads and leaving had been a really tough decision. He'd previously described military life as normal as it's going to get and said, I'm one of the guys. I don't get treated any differently. See, he didn't get treated any differently because he wasn't being pampered. He's not a royal. He's just one of the blokes, right? And this is what people don't understand when they talk about toxic men and men being bad and so on and so forth. Look, when you have camaraderie in the military, it's like you're a great group of friends, at least my experience. I can only speak to my experience. So if you've had a different one, I'm not trying to misrepresent you. When I was in the military, we were a great group of friends. And we were law enforcement, and we had each other's backs. And if something happened to one of us, whether it was a divorce or a breakup or something bad happened at work or an injury at the gym, just anything, you always had your friend's back. You always looked out for them, and you had their best interest at heart. That doesn't seem to be the case for Harry right now, especially when he says he felt better protected and that he misses his camaraderie. He's feeling alone right now. He's feeling alone and isolated and probably not very wanted. Because there's so many photos out there of him right now where he feels like a tag along, and he looks like a tag along. He's out of his element as far as her just running rampant, taking the reins on everything. And he's not happy right now. And so it's one of those things that when you say, you know what, I've met this wonderful woman, or in a woman's case, I've met this wonderful guy. Either way, this doesn't matter. This isn't like a male or woman dating thing. When you date somebody and they start to pull strings that attach you to other things, they cause a fight between you and your best friend, so you're not friends with him anymore. And they maybe say, hey, you know what? I don't like the fact that your mom, or I don't think your mom likes me. I don't want to go around the house and visit anymore, which means that if you're going to go visit alone, but when you go to do that, she'll say, you know, I'm not comfortable. I can't believe you'd take her side over mine. And they start, you know, making rifts between you and everybody. And that's so they have you alone to themselves. And they're your only lifeline to happiness and support and love. And you become completely dependent on them for it. And then when you misbehave, they can say they're disappointed with you. They can push you away. And you feel completely lost and completely alone because you have no one else to turn to. Everybody else has left your life. And so you say, okay, I have to make this person happy again so that I don't feel so alone and so bad about myself. And so you change what you do to appease them. Well, this is control. This is not a healthy control at all. And I don't know if it's narcissism, but I do know that it's emotional abuse. And if you're in this type of relationship, get out. Now, I'm not saying that that's what's happening to Harry, that she's emotionally abusing, but kind of seems like there's a lot of signs for that here. It says his decision to quit followed the launch of the Invictus Games in 2014. On his decade of service, Harry said, from learning the hard way to stay on side with my color sergeant and blah, blah, blah. Okay, never mind. And a clip share. Okay, so it sounds like that's about the end of the article that I care about. So what's the point here? Again, the point is Harry had his mates. He was a royal. He had a good life. Everything was panning out kind of the way you'd expect it to for a royal, right? Then here comes Meghan, and he gets involved with Meghan. He falls in love with Meghan, and he gets married to Meghan. Now, at any point, that's okay. You can still kind of walk away. But now Archie, a child, is involved. And, you know, part of being a royal is having good face and not embarrassing anyone, not embarrassing your family, not embarrassing the country. Well, how embarrassing would it be for him to bail on her? You know that all the stories would say Prince Harry walks out on Meghan, leaving her and Archie alone and destitute. You can hear those stories happening now. So what I think's going to happen is she's going to grind him into a powder. He's going to get ground into powder, and eventually he's just going to shell up and be a nothing, and she'll get tired of that, and she'll leave him. I think that's what's going to happen. Either that, or she's just going to ride on his coattails. But the thing is, he's been cut off from the money, and once that happens, I think it's game over. So the whole takeaway today here is going to be, do not give up your happy life. Do not give up who you are, what you are, where you're going. Do not give that up for anyone. It's okay to make some modifications. You know, I live in a bus. I'll use this as an example. My bus is almost done. When it's done, I'm going to be traveling the country. I'll be doing my other channel, The Unknown Adventure, here on YouTube. Links are below. I'll be doing adventure videos on that one. But argument's sake, let's say I'm in Arizona and I meet a woman that's amazing and she's wonderful, and I decide, you know what, I want to be with this woman, and she says, I do not want to live in a bus traveling all over the country. I said, okay, I'll give up the bus and I'll stay here. Man, I just kind of gave up my dream, didn't I, for the woman. Now what if she says, I don't want to buy a new home, I like my house, it has good memories. All right, I'll move into her house. Her house, her rules. I don't get to hang pictures, I can't decide what color the walls get painted. She wants the house just the way it is. Okay. And let's say she has a daughter or a son. And hey, I want you to take my kid out and show them a good time, and I want you to be supportive of them, but don't you try to don't punish them. Punishment is up to me. You know, it's not yours, kid. All of a sudden you've just given up everything you have. And again, the same thing can go for women that do this for dudes. Don't give up who you are. Don't give up what you love. Don't give up what's important to you for somebody in a relationship. Because the end is, you're going to be isolated. You're going to be alone. You're going to be unhappy. And the only source of your happiness and entertainment and feelings of love comes from this other person. And then they control you with it. Be advised. I'm telling you, it happens. It's happened to me in some small regards. Got a little bit of, you know, when I was a kind of a quote unquote blue pilled guy, when I was a guy that wanted to get married and I wanted my wife to be happy and I wanted things to go smoothly, she'd say something and we'd get in an argument, even if it was not my fault and she was the one that started an argument. I didn't like the strife and the conflict, and so I would apologize. I said, look, I'm sorry for getting in an argument. Let's just move past this and blah, blah, blah. It was her fault the argument started, right? It was her fault. But I'm the one that apologized because I didn't want the strife. Well, when that's all you have, you're going to be doing that. You're at the control and whim of somebody else. So stay safe, stay smart. Do not look for the warning signs of this stuff and bail when somebody wants you to change too much. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, follow, notifies, subscribes, all those different things out there. Go check out some of my older videos. None of them are time sensitive. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, do not ever give up who you are or what you want for somebody else. You either have to be both going in the same directions with the same goals or none at all.